12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. Joining me now on the line is Venetia Gordon, a project manager out at an organization called the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG. Good afternoon and welcome to the show, Venetia.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Venetia, tell us about your NPO and the services you render.
So SADAG is the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, exactly as you said. We actually run the National Suicide Crisis Helpline, and we've been running for the past 27 years. And we run the helplines completely free of charge, 0800 numbers, so free from any network. We offer counseling. All our counselors are volunteers. We offer telephonic counseling free of charge, helping anyone that has any mental health issue that needs a little bit of self-help tips, coping skills, or even referrals to, you know, closest psychologists, closest hospitals, or any resources needed by the person on the phone.
It is estimated that one in three people in South Africa will or do suffer from a mental illness at some point in their life. What are the signs of mental illness?
So it's so important to be aware of the signs, especially within this COVID space. I mean, SADAG has gotten so much more busier after the initial lockdown, and continuously increase the number of calls are coming through to us. And a lot of the people are actually feeling a lot more anxious, you know, a lot more overwhelmed with all the uncertainty around us. So if you are concerned about a family member, please pay attention to, you know, they're sleeping. Like, are they sleeping well? Or are they sleeping too much? Are they eating too much? Are they eating too little? Have they changed a little bit in the way they behave towards you? Are they not connecting with you like how they connected before? You know, you've noticed these little things. You're worried about their hygiene. You know, they might not be looking after themselves like how they used to before. So those are all things that you need to be concerned about. Also, they might be a little bit more anxious. They might be a little bit more stressed. They might be a little bit more irritable because they're so stressed. So there's a lot of different factors. And if you go onto our website, you'll find toolkits, videos, articles, all of these highlighting these different things and also helping you on how you need to speak to them and how you need to ask them and also how to ask them, you know, the manner in which you're coming from.
What do you do if you know someone who may be suicidal? What is the first step you take?
So if you are concerned, please reach out. Please ask them. If you've noticed that, you know, they're isolating themselves a little bit, they're not connecting with you, they might be talking about plans of suicide, they might be giving away prized possessions, you know, things that they hold dear, ask them. If you're concerned or you have any inkling that this might be the route this person is planning, ask them. Be like, you know, how are you doing? Is everything okay? Can I help you? Can we call the helpline together? Can we reach out to a family member, an adult, if it's a child or a young person, an older sibling, an uncle they may trust? So reach out and ask them. Don't hold back. If you're nervous or you know, think that, you know, this might be something that's happening, ask and then listen.
Friday the 10th of September is a significant day on your calendar. Can you please just enlighten us a little bit more about this?
So the 10th of September is World Suicide Prevention Day, and that's a day that SADAG always, as it is during the year, we create a lot of awareness around suicide prevention. And on this day, we try and create even more because we want more conversations to be had. The more conversations you have around suicide prevention, the more awareness you're creating. And the more conversations means more awareness, so more people are aware of these warning signs. More people are aware that, you know, treatment is possible. Help is available. Support is available. And also teaching just every single person on how to approach it, how to speak about it, and also be okay with speaking about it, and also letting everyone else know that who may be struggling with a mental health issue or might be stressed, that it's okay to not be okay, but it's okay to reach out.
100%. And I have to applaud everyone at SADAG for volunteering. In essence, no income, no help.
No income.
There we go. How can our listeners render assistance to your organization?
So in any way possible, you can call our helpline, you can make a donation to our telephone account, you can help in that way. You can go onto our website and see all the different ways that you can help SADAG. Share the information. You know, if you see a poster on our Instagram post, Instagram platform, share the post. Share it far and wide so more people are aware of suicide prevention, more people are aware of mental health, and just sharing that information is vital.
100%. Venetia Gordon from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group, SADAG, on the show this afternoon. We have more information on our website, algoafm.co.za. We've also uploaded their toolkit. So Algoa Country, if you'd love to assist someone in need, head on over to our website or theirs and find out more about how you can assist someone in need. Venetia, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa Cares. Much appreciated.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
On air. Online.
Online and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.